Well, it's like 10 o'clock and seems like we are missing our chairman of the chair. Well, I guess I'm going to have to do a coup d'etat and take over. First item of the agenda is approval of the minutes. If you review it, any questions on it? If I don't, I can say that motion. Second. The motion is second. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign. We're moving on to the old business, project update, Pam.
I'm the city government project covered as the land diet. Supplemental screen for the consultant check was signed by the Board of Public Works. The supplemental added right-of-way engineering statement and experiencing a critical problem in the door and activities for that contract. Under community screen, a $5 million the environmental document was approved. Signed the fixed project, a pre-construction meeting was held on March 21st. The contractor will start work in May, and the completion date is September 10th. Work County, Lincoln Avenue, Phase 3, utility relocation work is ongoing. Work Trail, Safeguard School Project, a kickoff meeting was held on April 4th. The route survey work is ongoing. U.S. Highway 41 from I-610 to Montgomery Road, the construction on the section from Lynch Road north is underway. The Signal 16 connector is a vehicle bypass. New Harmony Road between Eskew and Signal 16 is closed to traffic on the 3rd of April, and it will remain closed for 3 to 4 weeks while new small structures are being installed. The intersection of New Harmony Road and Signal 16 is scheduled to be closed on May 15th, 2019. U.S. 60 in Henderson, the Henderson Community College to the Section 425 section, construction on Marshall and Lawrence. And then some updates on I-69 corridor, although it's not in our area, on Section 6. NDOT is going to host 2 public hearings on the Section Draft Environmental Impact Statement, or what they call the DEIS. That will be on Thursday, April 6th and Monday, April 10th. Each meeting will begin with an open house, and then I'll have a formal presentation and public comments. I've got some additional information on that. You can also find additional information on that I-66 public meetings on the meetings on the NDOT website here. You can find them, but if you'd like to get that information, I'll be happy to share that.
I guess whoever runs that meeting always forget to do the election on following the tradition. So just for the chalk, you can let the gentleman do that. Say yes, who's that with MPO?
Sean Wills, and Sean Dayton, East Newell.
Laura Lamb with the MPO.
Pat Schreifer, with the MPO.
John DeCoster, with David Matthews Associates.
Who are you? What kind of food social?
Thomas Wayne, KWA TC.
Henry Aiken,
Joey Waller with the
Jeff Whitaker with Black Rover.
Thanks, everyone. And moving on to the new business, Laura, 2017 draft regional prioritization plan for KRTC on funded budgets. We need the approval in May.
So just a draft. And for some of you, I think you've probably been through a prioritization process before for discussing unfunded projects. But this process is a little different this year. We started back in February when we were asked to select six of the roughly 50 projects on the unfunded list for Henderson to sponsor. Working with the City of Henderson and Henderson County, we selected the six projects that you'll find on page 3 of the packet. Prior to that selection, the district office, District 2 office, is required to do something similar. They went through a similar selection process and selected two projects that you'll find on page 4. These are related to I-69. So those comprise basically the sponsored projects for our Henderson area in Kentucky. Now that the election project has ended, the sponsored projects have been sent back to central office and are being reviewed according to their Shift Kentucky Forward process. It will be scored based on selected data parameters. In the meantime, we are required to document a regional prioritization plan, which will guide us in prioritizing all of the sponsored projects in Henderson County. Again, working with the City of Henderson and Henderson County, we are submitting the draft regional prioritization plan on page 2 for your review and public comment. And if you'll remember, the projects that are selected out of the prioritization plan will be included in Kentucky's six-year plan and help with receiving funding in the next legislative cycle to move the project toward implementation. So we will be accepting comments starting today and running through April 24th. We will return to this board with this document or a revised document for final approval then. And the document can be found on our website at evansvillempo.com. And if you have any questions, you can contact me in the MPO office.
Any questions for Laura? I just want to send a kudos to Laura. This is a really complex process that KYTC is putting forward. And hopefully we'll do a good job. And we'll get up on KYTC as well. We're moving on to the item B, 2016-2019 amendment. We need your approval.
Amendment. So this may be the last round of amendments to the current trip we're doing here momentarily. But these requests are all basically next requests to revise their fiscal 17 program. So we'll walk through a number of those. The first is the 5207 Urban Reserve Formula Grant or Operating Assistance for revising the fiscal 2017 budget. You see that total 2017 operating assistance budget, $5.276 million. The federal 5207 funds is $484,200 roughly in state funds and $2.6 million roughly in local match. The next request is that 5307 program again, the capital assistance, providing the fiscal 17 program with budgets and project revisions. Total budget $2.253 million. You can see the federal and the local funds. Support there, one of the changes to the program is removing a fair transit bus purchase and refunding the 5210 fund that we'll speak up momentarily, revisions to the cost and schedule for a bus wash project, and adding fiscal school renovation projects totaling $272,000, revising the Senate to maintenance project and deletion of several non-relevant vehicle purchases, facility renovation projects, and associated transit improvements. Next is section 5239, bus and bus facilities, capital assistance. This is for security cameras for buses, adding the project again, fiscal 17, for a project cost $95,000. That will be flowing to the 5239 fund and $19,000 in local funds. Transit bus purchase, revised budget purchase of $1,717,458, not out of federal, 8339 funds, federal CNAC funds, as well as that fund, so agency match. 5239, mixed mobility of seniors, individuals with disabilities. This is a fair transit bus purchase of the project that was previously funded under the 5307 program to revise the normal bill above in fiscal 17, and fair transit bus purchase of $110,000 in seeking the federal and local match on that project. And last is also 5239 program capital assistance for ADA bus stop improvements. This is an added project as well, so we thought it cost $97,000.
Any questions? Motion for approval.
So moved. Second.
Motion is second. In favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Both same side. Moving to item C, ADM 7204.
No, this is just for your information. TIF administrative modification to the 16 to 19 TIF. This is one group project that essentially involves related bridge repairs. State Road 58 over Overbidding Creek, 1.56 miles east of State Road 57, a bridge send-up overlay, adding four preliminary engineering in fiscal 2017-31793, and this is 80% SDP program, federal and 20% state match. I-64 over, Wilsonville Road, 7 miles west of State Road 61, also a bridge deck overlay, adding four preliminary engineering in fiscal 17. This is actually 90-10 federal National High Performance Program, federal funds, and 20% state match. The same project costs $31,792. Similarly, State Road 68 over Bass Ditch, 5.05 miles west of State Road 51, and another bridge deck overlay, 2.75 miles west of State Road 51. Both of those also bridge deck overlays at component engineering in fiscal 17 and just under $32,000 each.
Any questions for the item D, Graham, draft, FY 2018, 21, yep.
As I said earlier, I think that may be our last revision to the current TIF, because we'll have a new one rolling out next month. We were here last month with the project tables developed with our local partners, as well as the state agencies. This month, got a copy down there, as well as down here, if you want to take a look at the draft, the complete document itself. Again, bringing projects forward into that fiscal year 2018-21 time period. The public comment period is open for that just a couple of weeks ago. I think the 23rd was the date, and that public comment period will be running through the 22nd of April. Through during that time period, we'll have three open houses that are going to be in the region. The first is Thursday, April 13th at the Washington Square Mall. There's a few people who have an open house there. The next one is Monday, April 17th at Evansville Central Library, just down the street here, Browning Room B. And I didn't mention the time. All of these meetings are going to be 4:30 to 6 p.m. And the last meeting is April 19th, Wednesday, at the Henderson County Public Library. We'll be over there talking about the draft TIF, as well as any other transportation planning questions that people may have when we'll be available there. The draft TIF right now is available at several locations out here in the region. Our office, Henderson City County Planning Commission Office, Henderson City Manager's Office, Newburgh and Regional Town Hall, and several of the libraries out in the community as well. And the document is available for review on our website. So I would encourage you to take a look at that. If you have any questions or suggestions, we sure appreciate the feedback on that. The draft will be back for final adoption after that process is completed at next month's meeting in May. We wish that we'll go through the state federal approval process. We'll be operating as we roll into fiscal year 2018 in July.
Any questions or questions?
covering the tenants to get a associated protection of what we're doing. So this is definitely the case. We are not affiliated with the EPC currently right now. That is first in coordinating with the 2040 EPC. I'm understanding that we will be in the EPC that next year. So in this report, yes, sir.
Sorry, though, you're here. Thanks, Greg. Item E, public hearing, batch 2017 FTA grant application for operation capital and planning.
All right. On Monday, March 20th, in the Courier, we put a legal notice for this public hearing we're having today. Craig went over a lot of the things due to the CHIP update. Basically, MET for 2017 grant application will be applying for a total of $1,870,627, and that is for the 2017 operating assistance, preventive maintenance activities, a variety of capital projects, including multi renovations at their administration and maintenance building and the downtown terminal, and the planning assistance. They are also applying for a total of $152,362 in Section 5339 funds. $76,182 is for new security cameras for the buses. They've got some outdated security cameras that they're looking to update. And they're using $76,180 in 5339 funding to go along with $297,820 in CMAQ funds to purchase a fixed route bus. And then finally, they're using $77,562 in Section 5310 funds to make bus stop improvements at several bus stops throughout the city. They're going to replace some deteriorating sidewalks and adding some ramps and locations to help those in wheelchairs and seniors get to the local bus stop. So at this point, we're opening it up to the public. If there are any questions or comments about this grant application for MET 2017.
Any questions on that? We're moving to item F, grant submittal, MET 2017 FDA grant application for operating capital and planning.
So this is the submission of this grant to allow us electronically submitted on behalf of MET. We heard no comment during the comment period, and there was no comment here at the public hearing, so we're going to go ahead and ask your approval to go ahead and submit this grant to MET.
Any questions for that? Do I have a motion for approval? I have a motion and a second in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We're moving on to item G, public notice, coordinate public transit TV service transportation plan with Shadir and Open House.
Me again. We are updating the coordinated plan. I think a few months ago, we brought to you a notice about a survey that was sent out. That was open for anyone to take. And now that we're nearing the end of the process, we're trying to get some more detailed input from anyone over the age of 65 and any disabled individuals to help us determine what gaps and barriers, what prevents them from either riding the fixed route buses or the mobility buses for that matter, and any needs that they might see. So I've sent some information to some of the nonprofits. We're going to piggyback off of the TIP update meeting and allow anyone who would like to come and make some comments come to any of those three open houses for the TIP update and fill out a survey in person, or a questionnaire in person if they'd like, or just present their comments to us directly at those open houses. I put a flyer in your packet. just for informational purposes. Questionnaire is also online. We're going to accept comments through April 21st, and there is a questionnaire at the end as well. So basically, any info we can get from seniors and individuals with disabilities on any issues they have right in the books and how we might be able to make it easier for them. Just information, if you have any questions, I can take them.
All right, then moving on to item 4, other businesses. Now moving to item 5, public comments. Any public comments?
I did bring public comments for the TIP process. So facilitating if anybody has any comments that they have kind of ready to go today, if you want to go ahead and make those in person, you're more than welcome to do that. So that would help out.
Any other public comments? Seeing none, asking motion to adjourn. We'll stay here for lunch. So, there was a second. Adjourn.